Shortly before the alleged bin Laden recording was broadcast today, the nation's top intelligence chiefs warned senators that another al-Qaeda attack in the United States remains a top threat. They also repeated charges of ties between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda and showed little faith in the prospect of disarming the Iraqi leader through UN inspections. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
CIA Director George Tenet told the Senate Select Intelligence Committee today that the raising of the nation's threat level to high alert underscores the threat that bin Laden's al-Qaeda network poses to the United States.
The information we have points to plots aimed at targets on two fronts, in the United States and on the Arabian Peninsula. It points to plots timed to occur as early as the end of the Hajj, which occurs late this week. And it points to plots that could include the use of a radiological dispersal device, as well as poisons and chemicals.
Tenet said while al-Qaeda continues to seek to carry out what he called a big attack on the United States, it will try to stay operational in the meantime by striking softer, less well-protected targets. The bottom line, he said, is that al-Qaeda is, quote, living in the expectation of resuming the offensive. And Tenet was not alone in painting such a grim outlook.
The al-Qaeda network will remain for the foreseeable future the most immediate and serious threat facing this country.
FBI Director Robert Mueller said his agency has detected what he called a widespread militant Islamic presence in the United States with ties to al-Qaeda. The greatest threat, he said, comes from al-Qaeda cells in the U.S. the FBI has not yet identified.
Despite the progress the United States has made in disrupting the al-Qaeda network overseas, and within our own country, the organization maintains the ability and the intent to inflict significant casualties in the United States with little warning.
Asked whether a U.S. invasion of Iraq could trigger domestic attacks from al-Qaeda, CIA Director Tenet played down the possibility that the danger of such attacks would be heightened by U.S. military action.
Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups are going to launch their terrorist attacks at dates and times and places of their choosing based on operational security matters. Naturally, he would be interested in the propaganda windfall of tying it to an Iraq, but that's not how al-Qaeda operates on a day-to-day basis.
The CIA chief also backed off from an assessment his agency made last fall, which predicted Saddam Hussein was unlikely to use weapons of mass destruction against the United States unless he's attacked. Tenet today was unwilling to stand by that prediction.
The truth is we don't know what he's going to do. And now we're at a different point in time. And this is some things we need to talk in classified session.
Tenet said it was clear, though, that Iraq is giving safe haven to terrorists associated with al-Qaeda and could well supply them with weapons of mass destruction. He said the U.S. has already given U.N. arms inspectors all the mid- to high-level intelligence it has, and he derided those inspections as a way to disarm Saddam Hussein. But Senate Democrats today faulted the Bush administration for remaining too fixated on Iraq. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle questioned whether officials are giving al-Qaeda the kind of attention and priority it deserves.
I think that we've gone too long without any substantial new progress in breaking up al-Qaeda, in apprehending al-Qaeda operatives, in discerning the extraordinary danger they present to the United States and doing something about it.
Referring to the Homeland Security Department's recommendations on what to have on hand in case of an attack, Daschle said the U.S. has to do better in defending the homeland than advising citizens to stock up on duct tape. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.